So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Look, it is the second week of 2018, and that is the last time that you will hear me referencing to 2018 in the second week, third week, or any other week, or anything else like that. And the reason being is because it's time to start making things happen. Like, quit talking about 2017, what's going to happen in 2018. It's time to get to work. All the goals and everything that you said that you got, I hope you wrote them down. If you haven't, you still can write them down. Put them down. Put them on your whiteboard. Put them on your phone or what have you. And let's get busy. Let's get to work. Let's quit talking about all this extra stuff and let's make things happen. This is something also that I'm going to talk about, not that. But what I'm about to say right now, as I mentioned on my last episode, I just went through all my goals and everything. Like, this year for me is about staying focused. So everything that I do, like every single day, I'm reading just an overview of my goals. So like in my office, at my house, not the office at my, not my work office, but my home office, every single day I read the main three things that has to do with me staying focused. And I want everybody else, you know, if you're listening to this show, it's really good for you to kind of like embrace these words as well. So for me, staying focused in 2018, it's do only what you're great at. Stick with your strategy and adjust for the better. Eliminate any unnecessary tasks, costs, or anything else that's going to be a distraction. So for 12 months, let's stay focused. While I won't reference anything in regards to 2018 itself, like literally saying it, I will talk a lot about just staying focused all throughout the year. Stay focused. That's the main thing. You know your goals. You know the direction. You know everything you need to do. Stay focused. Make it happen. Don't get to hopping into a whole bunch of extra things. I know everybody's still raving about Bitcoin and all that stuff like that. Look, if you don't know anything about investments and you don't have anybody in your corner to do so, don't go wasting your time and spending your extra efforts trying to pull out your savings, your retirement, and all other types of stuff just to hop into it because it seemed like it's good to go. So if this is your first time tuning in, this is Daniel O'Griggs. You're listening to the Inspired Daily Grind. On this show, we talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about careers. We talk about building it up, creating the legacy. But we talk about the grind that you have to go through to get there. Everybody sees the flashy cars. Everybody sees the nice homes and houses on Instagram and, you know, even LinkedIn. LinkedIn is kind of getting filtered with a whole bunch of these extremely exaggerated success stories. And not to take away from anybody, but look, I want to give you the real and I want you to really understand the different things that you have to go through. And that you're going to have to persevere being an entrepreneur and really building up your career and everything else. So stay focused and really push throughout this year with all of your goals and everything else. So today, what we're going to chat about, I'm going to go to a very specific target audience today. And I'm going to go toward college students. College students, regardless of what your age is, you know, I don't want to eliminate anybody. But college students, especially really young people, I know entrepreneurship is really hot right now, and it looked like entrepreneurship, as you know, I have a sports background, played a little bit of professional football, I'm a boxer, you know, track and football in college, like sports is my thing, I'm going to do something active till the day that I'm gone, like 6 feet under. And so the thing is that entrepreneurship is like the sports industry right now, like it's the hot thing. Like, everybody wants to be like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. Like, you know, a lot of people will say, I'm a football player. I'm a pro athlete. I'm this athlete, et cetera. It's like that with entrepreneurship now. And so I really want to kind of give you I want you to really understand the means of it all. Like, while it looks good on the outside, there's a lot of things on, you know, internally that you don't see and that you don't really understand. And so we're going to start it off with really chatting about getting started, starting your own business, doing something on the side or what have you, you know, as a college student, especially if you don't have a scholarship or anything like that and you're having to pay your way through school or somebody's paying your way or you're getting loans out or whatever it may be. Like, I'm not going to say that if you start your own business, you can fund your way through college. Now, don't get me wrong, that's well possible. But what I will tell you is that you can start your own business, still have some different types of flexibility, and you can make money on the side and save up money or build up money to pay for college or what have you, whatever it is that you want to do to build it up. Now, this is what I will say. As you know, I'm the owner of ATX Web Designs here in Austin, Texas. If you are a college student and you are listening to this podcast right now, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ATX Web Designs, and we have a group called Young College Students. And I are sorry, Young College Entrepreneurs. I want you to join that group. In this group, what I'm going to be doing is I want to have all of these college students present a bunch of questions about, you know, different businesses that they're trying to start, different ideas that they have, different questions about just being an entrepreneur and actually want to do these things, whether it be during college or after college, whichever direction it is that you want to go. I'm going to be doing video answering these questions. Sometimes I'm going to be doing live video. So I'm going to cater a lot toward you all. So go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page at ATX Web Designs, and there's a group. Go to the groups and join the Young College Entrepreneurs. There's going to be a lot going on there, We're just building up the group, but you're going to get a lot of valuable information. So I kind of want to go about this with different questions. So these are questions that you should really ask yourself in regards to starting a business as a college student. Many entrepreneurs should ask themselves this, period. But the fact that you are in college, that you're between the ages of 18, maybe some 17, you know, so 17 to 24 years old, whether it's bachelor's, you're getting your master's or what have you. Like, these are questions that you should go about and ask yourself. And I'll elaborate a little bit to give you some some practicability towards what these questions really mean and how it went for me. I didn't start my own business in college, but I did start my business at a young age. So we'll hop right into it. So the first thing I really want you to ask yourself, or that I'll ask you, is why are you starting a business before or after you graduate anyway? It's like, what's the purpose of you starting a business? Is it to pay off like your college loans while you're in college? Or do you have this desire to be an entrepreneur? Is your dad or mom or uncle or grandparents or someone you know entrepreneurs, and you really want to hop into this entrepreneur realm yourself, and that's what's motivating you? Like, what's the initial reason you're doing it? I won't go too deep into like what's your ultimate why, because really sometimes it's just situational. And as you begin to do things, you start to really understand, okay, this is my why. This is why I'm really doing this. This is why I'm so passionate about it. And I'm building up this business and I'm putting all this time and effort into it. For me, when I started off as an entrepreneur, mine was really, after college, mine was to support my family. Now, while I was in college, I take that back. I did begin a little small business while I was in college. Me, one of my best friends and one of my buddies, we're all actually entrepreneurs right now and have our own businesses. We were going to start a t-shirt company in college. And we were going through a whole bunch of stuff. We were trying to find like people to be able to print it. Junebug, I'm going to have to hit him up, dude. I know he's in Jamaica right now, but I'm going to have to contact him. He has an extremely good niche. And so he was really good at art. And so he had all these t-shirts and stuff that he wanted to design, and we're going to sell it and really push it towards college students and whatnot. So we did go through that process, and I did that. That was really we were thinking about money, but at the same time, we were just excited to have the possibility of really starting a business. So that's kind of what it initially started off for us. But then as you grow and as you get things going, when things start to shift, then you start to understand your why better as you get more successful, as you go through more, different trials and struggles and things like that. So why are you starting a business? It doesn't have to be anything extensive. Just jot down, why am I starting a business? Hey, I'm trying to pay off loans, want to make extra money. I just have a passion for entrepreneurship, etc. Then this is one thing I really want you to think about as well, because I know you're looking at the Zuckerbergs of the world and things like that. What's the value of you staying in school? The last thing that I will tell anybody is quit school and go full time into being an entrepreneur. And this is the reason why. And I have this on. If you go to danielogriggs.com and you go to my vlogs, my videos, I did a video about almost six minutes long, if not 6 minutes. And it's talking about why why kids should go to college. So why kids should go to college and why one of the ultimate purposes of it. And the thing for me is, of course, the education, but a lot of it has to do with experience. A huge amount of it has to do with experience. When you go to college, it's more than I'm going to college to learn. Like, you're going to college to learn, clearly, and get a better education, or, you know, increase your level of education. But there's so many things outside of that that you grow from in college. Like, some of your best friends that you're going to end up having is just like lifelong friends, or you're going to meet in college. You're going to go through different growth things in college. You're going to, like, all types of stuff. You're going to gain weight. You're going to lose weight. You may be skinny. You may end up being a swole guy after you go, like, all types of stuff. Like, you're going to grow. And really, for me, I always say college is about the experience. And I'm not just talking about getting drunk or going to parties or anything like that. Like, that's a portion or part of it if you're someone that does that. But I'm talking about the overall experience. Being able to get out of your shell from where you're from. I don't care if you're from a big city or from a small town area. Getting out of the shell of where you're from and the people you typically hang around, and getting around others, getting around other cultures. Like, literally, from a racial standpoint, I went to college and I met black people that never really had conversations with white people or in their lives. I've met white people that never had conversations with black people in their lives. Not that they never seen them, but they never actually had conversations with them, because the people, the area that they grew up around, or the people that they grew up around, were all of one race. So they never even heard or had an actual conversation with someone of another race. Like, those are the type of experiences that you have to understand when you start to know different cultures, and then you start to get these different ideas from different people. You start to hang around different people, make sure it's not the bad crowds. But look, it's an experience when you go to college. That's what helps you grow. No, I'll put it like this. I believe you can get it in different ways. You just go out into the world. But college is the best place, because college is a huge melting pot. You're going to meet people from so many different backgrounds, so many different lifestyles, so many different mindsets and ways that they live and things that they do. So I want you to really understand the value of staying in school. It's more than just I'm going to class and I'm studying to take tests. There's a whole nother realm to it, and I want you to really embrace that. So when you think about the value of staying in school, think about all the things you learn from school. And if you haven't really put yourself in a position to meet other people, get involved with different cultures, or experience other things, then that's something that you need to do before you make a decision. Like I say, I'm not going to tell someone don't continue going to college. I understand when it comes to financial situations and things like that, but the value of staying in college, and that has a lot to do with entrepreneurship. Because guess what? When it comes to entrepreneurship and building your own business, nothing is going to be like cookie cutter, if you want to call it that. Like, if you're going to college, it's literally all about time management. Outside, we're going to say if you don't work any at all, it's all about time management. You go to class, you got your classes at certain times, you got to study for tests. That's it. Not talking about any type of extracurricular activities you got or anything else like that. I know playing sports, doing football and doing track, traveling all the time, having practice all the time. All of those things was a full-time job within itself. And guess what? I went to a Division III school. There weren't any scholarships. So a lot of guys on a football team went to college, went to practice, went to football games, and worked part-time to make money. So I'm past any type of excuse of, oh, my schedule's too packed, I have so much to study for. Man, look, prioritize your time. That's something we'll talk about later on with prioritizing. But look, understand the value with staying in school. That it's more than just, I'm not learning anything from, or these classes or courses aren't going to help me, etc. So there's a lot of value with staying in school. So think about that. Of course, also want you to think about, what's your degree in? Went back, I was invited to my college, McMurray University, Abilene, Texas. I was invited back there last year. I think it was during October or something, to speak to college students that came to this career day. And there's a lot of them that wanted to be entrepreneurs. And a lot of them had different degrees. It wasn't just like they had business degrees or anything like that. one of the guys, you know, he had a degree in some medical field or whatnot. A girl, I remember her specifically, she said that she wanted to open up her own exotic animal business or something like that. But they weren't trying to get their degrees in business. So it's a lot of different things that you can go for, because if you want to be a chiropractor, then of course you have to have the skills and different certifications and things to be a chiropractor. So what's your degree in? And then understanding that when you start your own business, that you're going to have some kind of business knowledge, or you're going to have to hire someone to have that business knowledge. So if there's anything extra that you can pick up on while you're taking your degree, maybe you feel like you need to take a business class or something like that. Now, me personally, I don't feel like business classes help you a ton when it comes to starting your own business, but that's me personally. Like, for other people, it could help them a lot. But regardless of what your degree is in, you need to get some kind of mentorship or help on the business aspect of the field that you want to go into. And that rolls right into the next thing, utilizing your resources. So connecting with students. If there's a career center, there's always a career center. If there's a writing center or something like that, you know, I know I was horrible at writing papers. I had great ideas, but I was horrible at writing papers. So I was called like the ASC or ACC, something like that. And they had tutors and English majors and writers and stuff that would go in there, and we'd give them my paper and it'd come back with 1,000 red markings on it. So we'd have to go back and correct it. If you're going to be doing anything in regards to having to write proposals, I know with my company, we write proposals all the time. So if you have to do anything regarding writing proposals, if you have to do anything, writing a business plan, and maybe you wrote a business plan, maybe even if there's not someone to help you with the business plan, but someone that can clean up everything that you wrote, like, utilize those resources. If there's any type of entrepreneur groups, the business department, if they have anything that can help out with mentors or anything like that, utilize those resources, even connect it with other students. Like I say, college is about the experience. See if there's any like-minded students that want to be entrepreneurs themselves. They don't have to want to be in the same field, just a group of entrepreneurs that you all can help one another out in regards to ideas or anything else like that. When I'm talking about the group, boom, if you're listening to this, I just gave you a group to join. Go to ATX Web Designs Facebook page, facebook.com/ATX Web Designs. Join the group, Young College Entrepreneurs. List out all the questions. We'll have an email in there so you can send questions and all types of stuff. So definitely use the resources that you may have and put them to use. So the next thing is, how will you fund this business? Now, I personally believe that this is for me. I believe if you're a young college student, you do not need to get any investors. Like, off the bat, don't come with an idea. I have this great idea. Oh, we need to get this website built or this app built. We need to go find investors, blah, 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 blah. You should exhaust every situation you can to raise that money or do something yourself to get that money before you get with an investor. And the reason I'm telling you this is because you need to understand both trial and error and putting something on your back. I see it so many times. Besides someone taking out a loan, I'm talking about when someone actually has an investor that gave them money. When you get that money, I'm telling you now, when you get that money, you are already going to feel like you have success, and you don't. I'm telling you that right now. You do not have success when you have an investor that gives you X amount of thousands of dollars to fund a project. Matter of fact, you put yourself on a negative end, because once you start making money, you have to pay them back. Then once you pay them back, you start paying yourself. And when you start paying yourself, you have to split that between yourself and that investor. Plus, on top of that, investors can take a lot of advantage of you. They can take advantage of you when you're young. You don't have a lot of information. You don't have a If you don't utilize a lot of resources you have, even at that, you're going to be limited on your resources. They can do a lot of things that can hold you back or hinder you or put different things in the contract that holds you liable. They may say some kind of royalties, or, you know, they're going to have something gratuity and you don't even know what that means. And you're trying to get out of something with them or pay them out. And they're like, look, you got to pay me forever. So don't be quick to hop into investors. Like if you have something going on and it's already done and you have, you know, a business model already and you've proved like a proof of concept and you're making money, be smart about these things. Be very smart about them. Don't get me wrong. Opportunities are going to come and you should take on really great opportunities, but be really slow to hop onto investors. One of the other things that I really want to mention to you is when you become an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter what age you are, or what you're doing, you're going to have to learn to say no. When you're building a business, and I'm talking about for people that's going to take it serious, like you're trying to make some serious dough. You're trying to make some serious bread and you're passionate about building up a business. You're going to have to learn to say no. You're going to have to learn to say no to some parties. If you're in the Austin area, you're going to have to learn to say no to Sixth Street sometimes. Like you're going to have to learn to say no. You know, in college, just about every single day of the week, there's something going on, rather it be big or rather it be small, a small house party, a big party at the club somewhere or whatever it may be. I'm not saying completely isolate yourself away from enjoying yourself and having that experience. But when you are building a business and you're trying to be for real about it, or what I'm saying, when you are for real about it, you're going to have to say no to a lot of things. You may have a girlfriend or you may have a boyfriend. You're going to have to like, look, I'm trying to knock out this work. I may come over right now, but I'm going to be up late knocking out work. I'll be over in a minute. I'm trying to knock this stuff out really quick. Like that's part of it. That's just something. I mean, you can prioritize, which I'll get to that at the end. But there are a lot of times you're going to have to say no. And you may have to explain. You're going to have to explain that to some people if there's people that you really care about. And if they don't get it, they don't get it. That's like, honestly, that's a part of it. When you dive into this world of entrepreneurship, there are a lot of relationships that are going to get put on a back burner because you are going to look at things as like, what's my top priority right now? And yes, I'll go on the record and say this in regards to being young and in college or whatnot. And if you're a young entrepreneur, if those friends or that relationship, if that person really sees how passionate you are about it, then they'll understand. And even if they do, even if they don't understand, if they see your work ethic, they may understand. They should have some kind of understanding, like it's going to pay off for them. Because this is what is hard for people to relate. People will wait. People will drink Red Bulls and take 5-hour energies and study all night long, all the way up until 2 hours before taking it, all the way up before a test, and put in all their time and lose sleep over a test in college. But if you tell them that you stand up all night because you're working on a business, they don't understand. But it's the same thing. You're sacrificing time for a reward. They're sacrificing the study so they can pass. You're sacrificing additional fun and different things for success of your business. The last thing that I want to talk about too that rolls into that, prioritize. Prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. It all comes down to time management. You have got to manage your time. That's what college is about. Managing your time. Even if you don't work a job or if you work a job outside, if you have your own business, what have you. Studying, going to class. You're not going to go to sleep early in college, but just all these things. It's about prioritizing your time. College within in itself is not difficult. Yeah, I'm just telling everybody that right now. I don't care what you say. College within itself, I'm not talking about doing a job or anything extra. Within itself is not difficult. It's just a part of prioritizing your time. I got a 10 a.m. today. I got a 10 a.m. class, a 11 a.m. class, a 1:30 class, a 4 o'clock class. You got all these times spaced out. You still got time to eat. You still got time to study. You still got time for all these things. Now, don't get me wrong. Different people have different situations. Maybe you are going to college and you have a kid or something like that. But other things like having a relationship and party and fun and balancing all of that out, it's all about time management. Same thing with entrepreneurship. When you put your all into it and you do everything with it, that's when you really have to prioritize your time. We're going to follow up on this next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Go to danielogriggs.com. Check out the rest of the podcast. I chat with you all next week.